And the Queen and the royal family may have disappeared from the royal balcony out of view as the end of the big celebrations in London draw to a close. However, not so right here on Teesside. Plenty of parties and action still continuing. I mean, who want to stop a party early? It just seems daft, doesn't it? Lisa McCormick is at a street party for us this afternoon on BBC Tees. Good afternoon, Lisa. Where are you?
Hello, Amy. My search for street parties this afternoon has brought me to a street in Harworth. Now, you might think, here we are, the fourth day of the bank holiday weekend, that the appetite for street parties may have calmed down. Not so here in Harworth, though. The bunting is lining the street. They've got their mini Union Jack flags. They're flying those. I was about to tell you, this is quite a civilised street party. And then suddenly they launched into song. I'm not sure if you can hear people in the background.
Oh, we can hear it, Lisa.
Hear that.
Fantastic.
Let me try and butt in. Okay, right. Shh. You see, you can't hear it, right? Okay, I'm calm. Right, let's come and talk to some of the residents here who are clearly having a very, very good time, Amy. Are you jealous, by the way? I've got to ask you.
I'm jealous. I am. Yes,
I feel somewhat
sheltered sat in the studio. I'm missing no cup of tea. I've got no cakes and no one to sing with.
Well, do you know what's gone really well here? Actually, they're really in the spirit of things. Let's talk to one of the local residents. I'm sat beside Tanya here. Tanya, why did you decide to have a street party?
Oh, we just thought it'd be fun. We thought we'd get all the neighbours together and have a little celebration. I mean, it's fantastic that it's 60 years and we just thought we'd celebrate. It's awesome.
Have you ever done anything like this before? What about the royal wedding last year or anything like that?
Do you know, actually, I was decorating the loo in the royal wedding, but I did actually decorate it with Union Jack paper. We've got bird paper in our loo with Union Jacks on it, so it was quite fitting, really.
But I guess this shows the magnitude of the Diamond Jubilee then, and you really, really wanted to celebrate it this year.
I think massively. I mean, we're all, you know, we love the Queen and we're quite royalist on this street, and we just thought it'd be a really good opportunity for us all to get together and have a huge party, really.
I'm loving it. I'm loving the mini Union Jack flags that we've got here. But let's talk to one of the other residents. Okay, right, coming round this side. I'm going to talk to you. What's your name?
Myra.
Myra, and you're having a good day so far?
We're having an absolutely fantastic day today. Woo! Absolutely loving it.
And from what I understand, we've got some games lined up for later, have we?
Glory.
Oh, we're back to the song. I see, I told you it wasn't that civilised. Let's come over this thing. I understand we've got some games planned for later.
Oh, yes, we have. We've got a yes-no game, which is a bit of a girl tradition.
Right.
And we've got some Jubilee merchandise to give out as prizes, but they've got to win first to get a prize. So we're looking forward to that.
Brilliant. So you see, no sign of slowing down. The Diamond Jubilee still very much in the minds of people here in Harworth, Amy. It's getting rowdy already.
I think I might have to give an award for the past couple of days that I've been on. I think your street party is the rowdiest and the most enthusiastic that we've been to. Apologies to everybody else.
Do you hear that?
Land of Hope and Glory in the background. Congratulations to that street in Harworth for the most enthusiastic party.
Okay, I'm going to walk away.
Lisa, I feel you may lose your voice if you come back tomorrow morning into work. The boss will be very happy if you've got no voice from all this singing.
I think I may, to be honest. If I've got to stay here at all for even 5 more minutes, I think that'll be it. I'm going to get dragged into this, I think.
I think it may be safe to drive away now, Lisa.
Good idea.
If you can tear yourself away.
The dog's got in on the act, Amy. The dog's got a flag attached to his collar now.
Can the dog bark? I mean, it seems sad if it was drowned out by
the dog. No, the dog's very quiet. I don't think he's going to bark.
I'm not sure we'd hear the dog anyway over the singing
so,
in the background. Our reporter Lisa McCormick, she's at a street party in Harworth for us this afternoon, and that is the most loudest, rowdiest street party we've seen. Congratulations to everybody on that street for doing a fantastic job in getting Land of Hope and Glory and God Save the Queen pumping out in the background there. Whew, I think I'm going to do with a cup of tea after that. BBC Tees then.